Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I advocate is that everybody knows first aid, everybody knows CPR, everybody knows, if they even can, advanced life support, just any sort of techniques that can teach you what to do in an emergency. And oftentimes we underestimate or overestimate our abilities. You might have taken a CPR class, you know, or a basic life support class 25 years ago, go, yeah, I know what to do. Well, we need to keep those skills up. And joining us next is Dr. Kenji Inaba to talk to us about Stop the Bleed. It is Stop the Bleed Month to learn bleeding control techniques that could save a life. Dr. Inaba, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we really do appreciate you coming on. We know you're so busy, and we are so grateful for all you do. Talk to us about Stop the Bleed and what people can learn.
Absolutely. The Stop the Bleed program is a very compact one-hour program, and it's really designed for members of the public that have no medical background at all. It covers all of the very basic hemorrhage control techniques. And, you know, what we really want is for the members of the public that take this course to be empowered to be able to utilize these techniques as soon as that 911 call has been initiated, but before EMS arrival, so that they can actively stop that bleeding and potentially save a life.
Many people, they think, oh, I'll be able to act, I'll be on it, and then shock takes over. I think training helps overcome that hesitancy.
I could not agree with you more. These can be very traumatic incidents, not just for the patient, but for the provider as well that comes upon the scene. And having training ahead of time, having thought through the scenario, having a series of steps that you can take if you encounter a situation like this, and probably most importantly, having training in some of these very basic techniques, that should help the provider react differently if they ever were to come upon a situation like this.
You know, it's interesting. You'll hear about someone who sustained a shark bite, and people on the beach helped save his life until EMS arrived, or car accidents. Talk to us about some of these scenarios where we see this.
No, that is exactly it. You know, this course was initially designed within the context of an active shooter incident where there are multiple casualties, but the reality is all of these techniques are very universally applicable. So if you're on your drive to work and you encounter a traffic collision at the side of the road where there's bleeding, or maybe at your home in the kitchen if somebody cuts themselves with a kitchen knife, if there's active bleeding, these basic techniques can be applied regardless of the inciting cause, and they can be used to stop that bleeding before EMS arrives.
Dr. Inaba is chair of the Stop the Bleed Committee of the American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma, also serving professor and vice chair of surgery at the Keck School of Medicine at University of Southern California. You're chief of trauma and crit care. We really appreciate how you're getting out there into the community and you're teaching the public about this. Talk to us about the course, Stop the Bleed, and how people can take it.
Absolutely. The course is very compact. It's approximately an hour long, and it's broken down into two parts. There's a didactic classroom part, which essentially covers all of the theory behind stopping the bleeding, And this then moves immediately into a hands-on segment. And during that hands-on segment, you'll work with instructors to go over the three basic principles of application of pressure, packing, if it's a deep cavitary wound, and then finally the use of a tourniquet, when that might be used, how it should be used. And these things are all taught within this one standalone course. There are no medical prerequisites required in order to take this program. You need to have zero medical background. Now, in the COVID era, we have also designed and created and put online an entirely online version of this program where you can do an interactive course online followed by either a hands-on segment or you can do the entire program online. And regardless of which of these course offerings you take, the same basic principles of hemorrhage control will be covered.
Mm-hmm. And there's also kits. I think the Chicago Cubs had installed them. They were, I think, the first Major League Baseball team. You know, there's also, things that you could use. I'm a physician, so I carry gloves, I carry masks, I carry things every time I fly. But there's also things that people can obtain, right?
I agree completely. So I think you made two very important points. The first is that as an individual who has taken this course, once you're armed with that knowledge, having some basic equipment with you, like the ones that you mentioned, and a tourniquet as well, can really help you react in a situation if you were to encounter one. And then the other point is, very important, these public access kits, much like you would see an AED around. Mm-hmm. More and more, as you walk through an airport, as you walk through a public building or a sports venue, you'll see that right next to these AEDs, there are public access kits with bleeding control equipment in there, gloves, protective equipment, gauze for the application of pressure and packing, and then finally tourniquets. And so more and more, you'll see that these products will be available right next to where those AEDs are located.
Love it. Dr. Inaba, how can my listeners find out more information?
Great question. I think the first and probably best off is to go to the bleedingcontrol.org website. And on that website, more information about the program, courses that would be available nearby you, as well as contact information for more information. All of that is available on the bleedingcontrol.org website.
Love it. Dr. Inaba, thank you and your team for all you do. Can't wait to have you come back.
Truly an honor. Thanks for having me today.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Women's Health Month is this month. Here we are in May. And as a woman myself, I ignore me before I take care of everybody else. And it takes a month like this to remind us that we moms and mothers and sisters and aunts, and we have health issues that might not look the same as our male counterparts. And, for example, like chest pain. You know, we may not have chest pain when we're having a heart attack. We might have nausea. We might have dizziness. We might have other symptoms. So it does take a lot of education and spreading the word to highlight things that we women struggle with that may not be as obvious to some. So joining us next is Dr. Jessica Shepherd, women's health expert and founder of Her Viewpoint, to join us to talk to us about what we need to be looking for. Hi, Dr. Shepherd. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me and talking about this important month.
And we appreciate you. We appreciate Align Probiotic, Amicare, Fit Right Fresh Start. A lot of groups are helping spread the word, so we really do appreciate this. Talk to us about what you and your team are doing.
Yeah, you know, when I, as a gynecologist, one of the important parts of my job is to talk to women about their health. So May, like you said, is a great reminder month for women to really pay attention to their health, because often they are taking care of everybody else. And when I think of, what women may feel embarrassed about talking about is below the belt topics. And that we really have to take control and shatter those stereotypes, because nearly two-thirds of women in the U.S. experience bladder leaks. So that's something that may be taboo to talk about, but we have to talk about it right away. So Fit Right Fresh Start is a complete bladder control solution that was created for women by women. And what this does is it allows a one-of-a-kind wetness and odor control that every woman deserves. And Fit Right Fresh Right includes a complete line of discreet bladder control products that women need to feel clean, fresh, and free. And it's the only brand with Arm & Hammer baking soda to control odor.
It's so true. And, it's interesting because, when I got COVID about a year or two ago, I had to do some public speaking, and I started coughing. And one thing that, that coughing, it does numbers to your underwear. And I'm like, well, I don't want to go out there. It's so debilitating when you have things like this happen. And oftentimes it's something that can be very simply treated.
Yes, and I think that's why we have to continue to discuss these things, is that many women will find, once they actually do bring up uncomfortable situations, that there are solutions and there are remedies, and so this is a beautiful way for us to discuss that today while we're on the show.
Absolutely. I had a patient who called in saying she had horrible insomnia, and I asked her about, has she had menopausal care? She says, I haven't seen a guy in years. There's a lot of things are related, above the belt, below the belt. Talk to us about some other issues that you're spreading education on.
Yes, I think it's important for women to exercise. I think moving your body and getting your body in shape is so very important for not only physical health, but mental health. And when we do work out, we may have those aches and pains and sometimes stiffness, but I recommend Arnicare Gel by Boron so that you can continue to play your sports and exercise and do yard work. Arnicare really can help with pain relief. It has a non-greasy gel that's powered by the Arnica plant, which is wonderful, and is ideal for women of all ages whose active lifestyle can lead to those aches and pains. And has an unscented formula that's quickly absorbed into the skin, and that actually helps people feel better faster.
And that's fantastic, because many people hit the anti-inflammatories, the NSAIDs, the ibuprofen, the naproxen. They help short term, but, we have issues longer term, and that can wreak havoc to your stomach, heart, kidneys. So I'm a big fan of topical products. I think that's great.
Yes. And when we think of our overall health and, what really impacts our overall health, that's when I like to discuss the gut microbiome. It's something that we're seeing much more in the health literature. And in addition to the gut microbiome, women also have a vaginal microbiome. And that's important to recognize, especially during this month, because it does play an important role in maintaining pH, promoting yeast balance, and supporting feminine health. So when you have an imbalance of that bacteria, women can have symptoms, but Align Women's Dual Action provides a unique probiotic strain to help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort, as well as two feminine health strains to help support vaginal health. Now, Align Women's Dual Action also contains botanical chase tree, and that helps promote monthly mood balance as well.
See, that is fantastic. I have so many women that call in with what they call as BV, bacterial vaginosis, and it might be a bacterial overgrowth, but sometimes it's just a change. And we've been recommending, probiotics and, the Lines product luckily has that dual action, because it's not just about your gut microbiome. I love that you brought up. There's also the vaginal microbiome, and which is crucial to maintain. So I think that's fantastic. What other suggestions do you have?
I really feel that this month is, you put it in such beautiful context of a reminder, because every month really is Women's Health Month, but I'm glad that we have May to kind of focus and get people to kind of recharge and reset. And so I would really encourage everyone to call their healthcare provider or their doctor, OBGYN, to get their well women scheduled and get this on the books and get their health prioritized.
Now, also, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, and, you know, my mom, she's not into flowers, you know, she's not into jewelry, you know, getting her a little basket with some things for her health, I think is a great gift, and it shows you care, and they last, and you know, so she's going to probably be getting some Align, you know, gut microbiome, vaginal microbiome from me, but you know what, I think she'll appreciate it. Who else is going to give that to her, you know? So,
exactly, and so you're taking care of her and her health.
Exactly, exactly. Any other tips for women's health? Dr. Shepherd, you have been a godsend. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I want just women to be empowered about their health, and if they want to find out more about the products that we discussed, go to tipsontv.com.
I love it. I love it. One more time, the website?
tipsontv.com.
Fantastic. Dr. Shepherd, we can't wait to have you back. Happy Women's Health Month, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day as well.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's been interesting. Many people have been kind of afraid to bring up, you know, the term woman versus man, versus they don't know what they could say anymore. And, you know, having, you know, transgender friends and patients and family members, it is completely, completely fine to talk about our genders, our biological genders, and things we need to be on the lookout for. Everybody's afraid they're going to get canceled. Everybody's afraid they're going to, you know, this is something that, you know, if you have a vagina, you got to take care of it. You know, there's, you know, science doesn't care about, being canceled or not, or political pressures or whatever. You know, we have things that need to be addressed. You know, one concern that I have as a woman is we've been seeing study after study saying the average bystander is going to be less likely to perform chest compressions on a woman than a man. And it's because they're worried they're going to be accused of assault or accused of, we really need to do a better job, because if a woman has a heart attack and needs chest compressions, by all means, I mean, help that person. But I get it. These days, you know, everybody's so litigious and people are scared, and we need to do a much better job. As the human race, I think we've become so scared of being canceled or being fired or being accused of something that we've really lost a lot of our humanity. And there are things that have to be addressed. You know, I mean, it's interesting. One of my patients, when I was a medical student, I could see anything, I could hear anything, but certain odors, I thought I could handle everything, but this one odor was an odor that almost knocked me out. And it was a patient who came in very, very embarrassed. She said her husband said that he, you know, she had a, you know, a foul odor. She's embarrassed. She wants to take a look. She wants someone to take a look. She had never had a pap smear. And when I went in to look, she had a completely necrotic, dying flesh of her cervix because she had a cervical cancer. And the smell of rotted flesh, I had never smelled that smell before, and it was so bad. You know, and I'm not saying go up to the average person and tell them that they have an odor, but, you know, somebody could have saved her life. She ended up dying of, you know, end-stage cervical cancer. Somebody could have saved her life if they had mentioned it earlier. So we need to be open and honest and, you know, figure out how to overcome these societal pressures. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The reward for information in the hunt for the suspect in Friday's shooting of a family outside Houston is now at least $80,000. Late Friday, a man was asked by his neighbor to stop firing a gun in front of his house. Instead, he killed five people, including an 8-year-old boy. Another day of riots in Paris and other cities in France to protest the move to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. The official retirement age here in the USA is 67. We'll know around midnight if Hollywood writers might strike. The Writers Guild of America represents those who write movie, TV, and streaming scripts. Union looking to rewrite some of the contract to address streaming. First Republic Bank is no more. It's being folded into J.P. Morgan Chase in a deal brokered by the FDIC and announced early today. The failure will cost the FDIC, which is paid for by banks, not the government, about $13 billion. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I go on my nightly walks, I like to show you guys pictures of scorpions that I run into, the black widows, tarantulas. Every now and then we see a coyote. We have a dog that likes to go out for a walk, so we always keep the dog on a leash. We keep our dog really, really close by. But this is kind of hard to say because I just lost my kitty cat to one of the coyotes. Little Snowball was our one of our rescue cats we rescued years ago. Well, we got her from a rescue about 11 years ago. And she was an indoor cat. You know, we always tried to keep them indoor cats. And this cat had a wilderness streak or a exploring streak. And when my dog had surgery and we closed up the doggy door, she would just sit by the doggy door going, "When can I go out?" you know, and find lizards. She would bring lizards back alive, and we would let the lizard go. She wanted to show everybody that she got a lizard. For Mother's Day, she brought me home a lizard. She would find rats and field mice. Those she would kill and put them in my purse. So I've lost a lot of Coach bags because of dead mice in my purse. But she would every night come home and sleep with us. She would be in our bed. I mean, for a nocturnal cat, she would be in our bed with us all night long. She would tell me when it was bedtime. She'd come back by 9, jump on my desk saying, it's bedtime, Mommy, let's go. And she'd be with us. So the other night, she didn't come home. So we knew something was bad. Looked around, put up some signs. And we have been told by neighbors that they have found coyotes in their backyard, that these coyotes will jump. You know, not a lot of the homes where I live have real high retaining walls. And so some people have said that they've noticed coyotes in their backyard. Well, our house is pretty public. I mean, I think the whole neighborhood, and we've been living there for years, knows, you know, that we have an animal party. And it's because, you know, you got a little, you know, the dog running around, you got the cats running around, the neighbors all knew my cat. And when we found out what happened, it was a rough weekend. Very, very rough weekend. So I want to quickly talk about coyotes and remind us that we're on their turf. Okay, we as humans might move into an area of the wilderness, area of the desert, area of the forest. We might take down the trees. We might remove the cacti. We might put in a pool. We might put in concrete. We might move in with our little foo-foo puppies and foo-foo kitty cats and all that. But the wilderness, they're there. And it's their land. And they deserve to be there. And oftentimes, especially where I live, we see it. We see the snakes. We see the tarantulas. We see the, or try to be really, really respectful. You know, but, you know, we're on somebody else's turf. Now, coyotes will rarely attack humans. It's rare. It could happen, especially if they're rabid. But for the most part, coyotes will leave you alone. They like smaller game. And they're hungry. And they're getting more and more hungry. Now, how do you tell the difference from a coyote from a dog or cat? Dogs, a lot of times, will have patterns. Coyotes are very mottled. They won't have, let's say, a specific fur pattern. Their ears are more pointy. Their forehead slopes down more. Their nose is more pointy. They look almost part wolf. And they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. Every time I see a coyote, I'm like, hi, little coyote. I just, who knew one would, you know, eat my cat? So, in fact, my other cat had a boyfriend. And my other cat had a boyfriend cat. The boyfriend cat would come into our backyard, and I would be like, come on, okay? This isn't a brothel. Go. And Snappy's alive still. Snappy would be like, oh, that's my boyfriend. I'm like, stop it. And, you know, they're all spayed and neutered, but they still have sex. You know, and I'd tell the boy, no, bad boy, no sex with my girl cats. And eventually we saw signs up, and the boy cat was gone, and my boy said, we think a coyote got him. And my cat was so depressed, and it's horrible. But these animals are, like I said, not only are they hungry, but this is what they do. You know, this is what they do. Your cat or dog might have other things on their daily schedule, like cat rub or tummy rub or massage or grooming or tummy tickling or something like that. These other animals, all they want to do is eat. And so what you need to do is make sure your walls are at least 6 feet tall. A lot of us have houses where we just can't. We might have a 6 foot tall wall, but like behind our house, we have a park, and the park is of higher land. So you could actually peer into our backyard from the park. It's a taller, you know, but it's because the park is on higher land. I've never seen necessarily a coyote in our backyard, but I do see other animals, other pets from other houses. They just come over because we have eats. One came into our house. I mean, it's, you know, we grew up, we keep talking about, why can't we have a neighborhood where our door is unlocked and everybody could come in and out of each other's houses? Well, unfortunately, the wildlife does that too. On top of that, there's owls. and owls are a big scare too. So my son was coming home from the gym, and he saw Snappy, the other cat, in the middle of the park, just sitting there. And my son sees this huge owl with a huge wingspan come down, about to, really quiet. Owls, by the way, are very, very quiet. Coming down to swoop up Snappy. And he screams, "Snappy, run!" And she ran. Stupid cat. Luckily, she, you know, and then the owl swooped and missed her. But we're like, you know, you got to keep your animals indoors. And I understand, you know, they want to be out there and explore. And the only silver lining to losing Snowball is she got to do every day something she wanted to do. She didn't want to hang out in the house. She wanted to sleep with us. She wanted to be with us every night. And she was a house cat at night. But during the day and sundown, she loved to be outdoors. And so, you know, 11 years is too short for a cat. Cats can live longer. So we're devastated. But you know, at least you got to explore and live a full life. But lock your animals in if you can. If you do take them out, make sure they're on a leash. These owls will come down and swoop them in front of you. They'll coyotes, when they're hungry, they'll come and attack your dog. And you know, we do the best we can. Try to scare off, have lights when you do walk your dog. I live in an area where it's getting very, very hot, so we can't take our animals out during the day. We have to go at night because that's when it's cool. And so that's when a lot of the wildlife is out. That's when the rattlesnakes are out. That's when the coyotes are out. That's when the owls are out. In fact, this weekend we went to where the owls, apparently owls will perch on houses and have nests by these homes. And that's where they look around and they look for miles to see where the next. So yeah, you got my stupid cat running around, you know, it's a shame. We're devastated. So enclose your backyard. If you got poultry, if you got livestock, a lot of you guys have chickens now because you're trying to make your own eggs. These coyotes, these owls are going to grab your chickens. Also, they want chickens too. Don't leave your dog outside unsupervised. Make sure you have fences, any holes in them, get them fixed. Kennel Club, American Kennel Club recommends solid fences of at least 6 feet tall, buried into the ground at least 18 inches because they bury under. If your property's not fenced, make sure there's a lot of outside lights, make a lot of noise. So like, yeah, when I walk my dog, I'm always like, no, don't go poo-poo here, go poo-poo here. And I'm always kind of yelling and talking and singing to the dog. So it kind of keeps everybody else out of there. And then, you know, our cats are roamers. They want to be out there and they want to hunt and find spiders and lizards and snakes. It's just what they do. Scorpions. It's dangerous out there. And I don't want you guys to lose a pet. I feel like a horrible mom. You know, I lost my baby Snowball. So just, you know, keep on it. You know, just make sure you do a better job than I did. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while many cities are grappling with homeless issues, Oregon has made the news for their lawmakers wanting to decriminalize encampments. Also within this law, we are being told that the homeless could sue if they are asked to leave. Now, there's a lot of discussions, and I think maybe we have to be careful with some of the terminology. Okay, I've known many people to be homeless. I was for a very, very short period of time. Not that I would even count that without a home. Homeless, being homeless is a very broad term of not having a place to live. And sadly, we've had veterans without places to live. We've had individuals who have lost their job or got kicked out of their home, or lost a lease, or a variety of reasons for people not having a home. And being homeless means you don't currently have a home. It's a very, very broad term. Then there are individuals who might chronically be homeless, suffer from malnutrition, maybe drug use, maybe mental illness that got them homeless, and some of them could be a threat. Not all of them. Some individuals are like, look, let me just be me. But others might be a threat, either to other homeless individuals, to somebody coming up and trying to give them money. Me and my kids, we tried to, and a woman just growled and barked at us and started to jump at us, lunged. And, we were like, okay. And we were very, we were just, trying to help her out. Didn't. So sometimes you just don't know, and I get it. Sometimes people don't trust. They don't know if you're trying to, if they could be traumatized because they might have been attacked or robbed, or so somebody trying to give them something nice or trying to give them food or water, might be misconstrued. So you have a lot of individuals who, when they see those certain homeless individuals that might be struggling with mental illness or a criminality or a lack of cognition, they fear them and they don't know if they could be a threat. And so we unfortunately are using homeless for that term to include those individuals too, and we have to be very, very careful. This Right to Rest Act is sponsored by Oregon Democrats Farah Chiachi and Representative Khan Pham, and is going to be debated. And if passed, the bill will grant unhoused parties the right to sue for up to $1,000 if they are harassed. They said decriminalization of rest allows local governments to redirect resources from local law enforcement activities to activities that address the root causes of homelessness and poverty. So here's the thing. If, homeless populations can also be a public health threat in terms of what we saw with the hepatitis outbreak. Years ago, we had a huge hepatitis outbreak that affected multiple homeless encampments. One theory that stemmed from how it started was when California stopped allowing plastic bags and needing people to pay for them at grocery stores. Homeless individuals used those plastic bags. They use those plastic bags to cover a can when they potty into the can, use that plastic bag to throw out their excrement. They use their plastic bags for a lot of, they would eat off of the plastic bag so they wouldn't have to eat off the ground. They would use these plastic bags for a variety of sanitary measures. And once those were gone, in fact, I think the San Diego Health Department had to give out plastic bags to homeless encampments so they could use them again. So there's, whether it's, obviously a risk to those who are homeless, to a crime risk, to a public health risks, these are things that cities need to understand and address. If somebody has a homeless encampment in their neighborhood and they are unaware of if those individuals are violent, if those individuals have bloodborne pathogens, will bite, will attack, their child, people have a right to make sure that they are safe. On the flip side, we should have places that these homeless individuals should live. We're moving them around from block to block. Why do we have such a homeless crisis? There should be no veteran, nobody, who served in our military that shouldn't have a home. With all the money we give and have and the, all the welfare and food stamps, and everybody should be able to be taken care of. We have low-income housing, but the problem we have is many individuals have mental illness or they're ill, and they can't stay or work or even understand and comprehend how to utilize or obtain the aid. This is where I think they need to put their time and focus. You know, I think it's nice to not, to protect somebody and, what is the definition of harassment? If somebody is on your lawn, if somebody's in your neighborhood, if somebody's lunging at you and your kids, are you then going to be accused of harassing, or are you going to be there? So I think we have a big definition problem, and we have a huge homeless problem. And I mean, you could, making a bill saying we want to make sure nobody harasses those homeless on the street, that's a nice thing to do. But if you're going to be spending all this time making a bill, it would be nice for you to set up housing. It'd be nice for you to figure out the root cause for, we're going to be coming into a very, very hot summer. It's going to be a dangerous summer. And we have homeless individuals in areas where they could be very, very affected by this weather. What are people doing for that? And, why do we have such a high homeless population? Why do we have veterans that don't have jobs or places to go? Why do we have individuals with mental health issues that don't have a place to go? And the numbers are rising. We're also taking in many, many migrants who don't have places to go. That could be adding to the homeless crisis. So, these homeless camps, a camp is by its definition a temporary place. When you set up a camp is temporary. And it seems like we're just, moving people around or just we're overwhelmed. It seems like we're overwhelmed. And so if individuals are trying to keep their areas safe, they're trying to, for example, some parents were concerned about schools where there were needles that were near the, where the kids were going to the bus stop. These are things that have to be, this is the city's job. The city's job is to make sure children could go to school without touching a hypodermic needle, or somebody could walk to the store without being lunged at. And their job is to also make sure that people have a place to live. And if not, they need to then, if their city can't handle it, they need to go to their state. If the state can't handle it, they need to go to their country, the feds. So, the Biden administration, I don't know what they're doing in terms of this, but when you see these legislatures kind of scrambling, it shows they need help. They need leadership. Walmart had to leave Portland because of all the thefts. Portland's been really, really struggling. They've had a lot of drug abuse. They've had a lot of crime. There needs to be some help. And, they have a new governor. We'll see what the new governor could do. But, going after the other individuals, I don't think it's helping the problem. 1-877-DOC-7.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.